What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fresh off his appearance at Steelers training camp on the Pat McAfee Show, it is Mark Cabali, Steelers correspondent from the Pat McAfee Show, in studio with us, wearing, is that a new cut-off Pat McAfee shirt?
It's the only thing that's not sweaty right this morning. So wait, enough with the sleeves. Stop already. Well, no, I know where you're going.
No, I actually have a real question, because I remember those kinds of cut-offs, like pre-made, no. I've seen them made. But it looks like you did take a T-shirt and just trim the sleeves off.
Absolutely, I do.
Okay.
You know, sun's out, guns out.
Man, I used to... I realize this now at 40 years old. I used to do, Pony, I don't know if you did this, I would do the what was in fashion as far as, like, if you were a basketball player in high school back when we were
the cutoff sleeve under the jersey?
Cutoff sleeve, yes.
T-shirt under the jersey.
But, like, if you were playing pickup ball, you would cut those sleeves, like, up near the neck. So you had, like, your whole rib cage basically hanging out. And I, as a guy who probably should have been covering himself up and not, like, because I was never in
Were you wearing one of those for the ninth straight threes day?
Probably not one that was cut that deep, but yeah, I mean, okay. I was definitely wearing
Mark, do you believe
off.
That happened?
No.
No.
And, you know, honestly, if you could go back in time, get in the old DeLorean, would that be one of the places you'd choose to go to?
Well, you talk about mythical Little League home runs, so if you were capable of that, why isn't Chris allowed to have his basketball moment?
Let me ask you this.
Yeah?
There's people that would call in right now and say, yeah, I was a Little League home run guy, whatever. Has one person's ever called up or is back?
Mark, I was literally playing pickup by myself. None of my buddies were playing because they were all hungover.
Well, you weren't playing by yourself.
No,
like
I was
just
playing in a
against
gym,
a basket with no people
in a gym full
there.
Of complete strangers.
Okay,
that's my point.
But there were nine other people on the court. We'd have to find
and
one of those nine.
Not one
people.
Of them has ever heard this story and said, "Hey, let me
Mark,
call up
I went
and
to
say
Penn
yes.
State. I'm not sure if you're aware, but it's one of the largest undergrad populations in the country.
But you're a very popular guy right now.
Correct.
Mosey.
He's in the Media Hall of
there
Fame.
There is a very no. I'm not. They don't want anything to do with me. There's a very real chance none of the other nine guys on the court were even from this area or from this state. Could have been a bunch of Long Island people I was playing against. Could have been somebody from, like, Buffalo.
And there were no people waiting to play either.
A Pony. Half the people there were hungover. I make it very clear.
Like, no, if I saw somebody make nine threes in
first,
a row, I would remember it.
Okay, the first, like, two or three, no one even paid any attention to, because who cares? The next two, I still wasn't being covered. The last four are the part that I am proud of.
See, that's
they were
why I do
shots.
Think it's true, Mark, because he does have a very detailed memory of what happened.
I remember the last one
the
vividly,
type of threes.
Running left to right, baseline, you know, run. Getting screened for, because it was also game point.
And they knew to get you the ball.
Catching the ball facing away from the hoop and basically not looking, because I was heat checking it, obviously, every single time
at that
point, because you've made eight in a row.
Yeah.
not barely looking and just flinging it and it going in and me going, this will never happen again.
Well,
there's a good chance that Steph Curry couldn't make 9 in a row right now.
Gilbert Arenas in practice made 96 out of 100 and he wasn't even a good outside shooter.
Yeah, but you were doing it in a game.
And you were hungover.
Yeah. Oh, I think it's easier to do that stuff in a game than it is in practice because you just stop thinking about it and you just do it.
I love ganging up on Malzi. This is very entertaining.
I'm not being ganged up on. By the way, here's the thing I really want to set the record straight on. What the hell are you talking about with McAfee here?
He did the old switch. He did the old switch.
You have this, Pony?
The Kabali toilet paper thing?
Yes, play.
I do have it here.
You don't? What are you talking about with Pat where you say you use toilet paper?
Not toilet paper, it's wipes.
Why are you using wipes? You know they're not flushable.
Well, you know, the whole dry, wet, dry instance there. You need it. Well, you know what?
Wait a minute. Why are you...
Dude Wipes reached out to me earlier in the day and said they were going to send me some, so that's how it all started.
No offense to them, but I know a lot of plumbers. There's a guy who lives on my street who's a plumber who says there is no such thing as a safe, flushable wipe.
Yeah. So that's what you were talking about? You put wipes in the garbage? Because it sounded like you were talking about wiping with toilet paper
and then tossing stinky toilet paper in the trash.
No, I can't even say it. Swamp rear end. If you had that.
Swamp ass.
So yeah, I don't know what you can say or not because you dumped somebody
sweat.
Earlier.
You were wiping out sweat because you had swamp ass. We can say that.
Absolutely, yes.
And then you're throwing that in the trash.
And it depends where you're at. Not in your house. Maybe if you're at a convenience store bathroom, why not?
I think the guys on the show thought you were talking about wiping yourself after going to the bathroom.
Well, let me ask you this.
On the program.
Were you entertained?
Oh, so you're saying this was a whole...
Okay. You were entertained, baby.
So all doing it for content. You certainly don't stir things up.
Or am I working you right now? I'm not quite sure.
Mark, I don't even think... Yeah, I was going to say, I don't even think you know what's a work and what's a shoot.
You know, they were chanting, take your shirt off to me. And I said to them, I don't even take my shirt off when I shower.
I thought you were going to say, I only take my shirt off for my wife, and she's not here right now.
No, I mean, not even when I shower. Like, what if you had to really think that was going to happen?
What if they put a black sensor bar over it like they did for Andre Smith when he ran his 40?
Didn't you have a bunch of subs in your pockets for him that you were throwing him to?
Rudy Subs was there, so...
Hey, once again, where you're entertained. This guy wipes his swamp ass sometimes. He's got subs in his shorts
so
pocket.
I was,
want one?
So I was just going to throw a couple in the pocket, you know, the from a couple years ago, sub in the pocket cargo shorts, and pull them out like... six-gun shooters, but the guy from Rudy said, hey, here's all these. We're going to get rid of them. I'm like, So, you know, brought the whole bag up and threw it out to the fans like I was doing the T-shirt toss.
Yes, because we know how much you care about your Pirates at this point.
And I think people ate them, too.
So they're fighting for sandwiches and hands are ripping them apart and stuff, and then they still ate
them.
Tony,
did you ever, you worked in minor league baseball. I always heard that when they would do the hot dog shoot, it just had a voucher in it, so you didn't have to get a hot dog that actually was like
shot
out of
cannon.
We never
did that in the minor leagues, the hot dog thing.
Okay, because I always heard that they would pack it with something to make it fly.
They used to do the hot dog shoot at Pirates games. They don't do it anymore. You're saying there were not real hot dogs?
I had heard from people that you could get, basically, they would pack it with a hot dog, but if you didn't want to eat a hot dog, they'd be sitting in foil and fire from a cannon. Like, hey, here's a voucher, just go get this.
Donnie has an answer on this.
That is correct in some of those minor league parks I've seen.
Wait, it's correct that they give you a voucher and they just have something in there that's not a hot dog?
Yeah, I mean, at least in some of the ones that I had gone through.
Okay. God, I love your minor league promotions that they have. I was at a ballpark where they'd hit them out of play, and there was a parking lot there, and it wasn't close enough for the cars to actually get hit. An auto glass company sponsored it. Greatest promotion I've ever heard. You'd hear a clinking sound of glass, and then
when
it would
play.
When
a ball got hit in the parking lot.
Yeah.
They still did the T-shirt toss at PNC Park, they just have a 50-cent coupon.
Speaking
of
promotions,
right, since giving them away,
since we're completely since we're completely off the rails here, are you aware that according to our sales manager, she was the brainchild of the Pizza Hut pop-up contest?
Really,
at Green River Stadium.
Yes,
she said,
Nancy
"I
Rich.
Invented this."
Oh, I love the Pizza Hut pop-up contest. I don't think too many people won it because that third pop-up you had to catch, they'd shoot it like 100 miles
right?
in the air.
It would go, if you were sitting high enough, it looked like it went well above the top of the stadium and came down. Man, what a pop, though, when a kid would actually catch it.
You think Wyatt could do it?
No. Personal, I think you're a personal pan pizza, too, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was a dude, I still remember it from childhood. I didn't even like pizza, but I wanted to be on the field doing the Pizza Hut pop-up contest.
Nah, he wouldn't do that. He if you give him, like, 25 wrestlers to name under a minute, he would win. but maybe not the pop-up contest.
Yes, and he's still resentful and angry with Mulsey for saying Hulk Hogan was a horrible guy.
How about that? Yeah,
although Pony seems to have come new information.
Me some things I wasn't
new information's come to light, and Pony has joined my side.
He wanted to take a bat to Mulsey's skull from the sounds of
this. He was mad. He was upset. He's still upset at you.
So
he said he was going, if he wanted to know if you signed the football with Hayward's thing. I said no, he wasn't. He goes, good, because I was going to scratch it off if it was.
Wow. Yeah, he came up to me and wanted an autograph of all people. And Doran's kids thought that I was Paul Skeens. I said, what's this all about? Every white guy with a beard you just think is Paul Skeens? You think we all look alike?
The great Phil Maines looks like Paul Skeens, and my kid does call him Paul Skeens.
Really?
Yeah. I said, who is that guy? He says, that's Paul Skeens. I'm like, nah, it's Phil, but...
Mm. Tom Pelissero reporting that Keenan Allen is visiting the Chargers right now and that a reunion might be in the works.
Yep.
Steelers fans still think Terry McLaurin can get traded here. Do you agree with that?
I would put that way, 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 way down the list right now just because of the money. He wants to be paid DK Metcalf money, right? $30, $35 million a year.
That seems to be the actual argument. He wants Metcalf's contract is what people are reporting.
And that's hard to do right now. If you were just going to trade him and he would play out the year and whatever, that's great. But to add that second guy with that contract, I just don't think that that's an option right now. I just don't think that's possible. Or they're willing to do that.
The Steelers have the second best odds to trade for Micah Parsons.
Why?
Would you do it for Alex Highsmith and a first round pick?
No. Because once again,
you got to pay him $50 million a year.
You'd be tying up $87 million or whatever the hell
Mark, you understand why fans do this now, though. It's not just because they like to have fun with big-name players. It's that the Steelers actually go out and make some of these moves now.
Yeah, but you got to be a little bit realistic, too. I mean, I don't think that Micah Parsons, first of all, with a huge contract. And honestly, I think you're going to get enough bang with your buck with Peyton Wilson. I mean, I'm not saying he's on the same level as Micah Parsons.
Well, they really do two different things, though. I mean, I know Parsons goes everywhere and just rushes from all over, but Wilson's a true off-ball backer.
Those guys.
No, they love. I mean, they do love stockpiling.
If you didn't have any, say if T.J. Watt was gone or somebody was leaving on an impending contract, maybe you think about it. But once again, that's what does he want? 40?
Is this just
45?
Is this all in service? Like these new theories, like Pony just said, we talk about it now because it actually feels like it's a possibility in some of these cases because of the way they've acted with other deals. Is it them being so urgently in need of a playoff win that they're acting out of character? Or is this just how you think Omar Khan likes to do business?
I think it's how he likes to do business because this has been like that since the first day he got the job. I mean, he made the Claypool trade, a couple months in?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just been whatever he
– How much sway does he have there in that
I think
front
he has
office?
A ton of sway – with Art in making those kinds of moves, because those moves would not have been done in the past.
Is he going to Art saying, like, I want to do this, and then getting Mike on board retroactively, or is Mike going to him?
No, I think he says, hey, I think we have a chance to acquire X, Y, and Z. Does this interest you if I can get these for that?
So he's making phone calls and putting in legwork that Kevin wouldn't even think to do because he didn't believe in trying to win that way.
Probably, and I don't know if the organization wanted to even approach their roster building like that at the time.
Which would suggest, though, that Art has seen the light that you've got to do things differently.
Well, I think
somewhat differently.
Omar went in with his resume and said, this is what I want to do, X, Y, and Z. And he had to mention, this is how I want to go, free agency, trades, and all this. And Art had to say, okay, this sounds good to me. He just wanted to take that different step forward, too. So I think you got to give Art credit for at least – having the trust to go in a different direction and Omar pushing and saying, yeah, this is what we're doing. I mean, if they were stuck in their ways so much, if we said their past 20, 30 years or whatever, Art would have just said, nah. We're not doing Metcalf.
There have been some changes here.
We're not doing Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so I think they're doing it well.
I mean, he probably would have extended to, I would think. We're not bringing in a bunch of new quarterbacks and moving on from Pickett ASAP.
Yeah. I mean, you're right. I mean, who knows what's how
is it for the do you think it works out for the better here in the short term? Do you like, do you like this? You've covered this through a bunch of regimes.
This is why I do like it, because they are not mortgaged in the future at all. I don't see any instance where the people they acquired will hurt them down the road, you know.
Well, Metcalf's really just a 2-year deal too. Yeah, his is a get out early.
Honestly,
if
you see Metcalf out there and you can see he's a, I mean, we've only seen him.
Is he more impressive than Pickens physically, as far as how he goes about it, and like the way it's just different level of athletic ability?
It's different. Put it this way: if Pickens would give his all on every single play, he would probably be DK Metcalf. But DK Metcalf's giving you his all on every single play, every snap of training camp. And you know, a guy like Jalen Ramsey's just, I mean, I can't even begin. I mean, I might sound like a broken record or fawning over a guy or whatever, but this guy's going to be a difference maker. He is man.
You get infected with this St. Vincent virus every year.
2 years
ago, you were in on Kenny. Last year, you said Russell Wilson is a pro's pro. This guy is the real deal, and he is going to make the Steelers a great team. This is a continuation of these things.
I said exactly like that, because he didn't participate that much. I said that's what the Steelers were looking for in the quarterback, is Russell Wilson. That's why I kept
excuses for Russell Wilson and stood up for him all year.
I still don't think he was terrible.
You've also had the St. Vincent virus with Mason Rudolph for like 5 years
running. I'm right on that one.
Every time he's there, best quarterback in camp. He's apparently Steve Young mixed with Terry Bradshaw.
He is Jack Sawinski. I mean,
Jack Sawinski?
Jack Sawinski. He's a quad A player, man. He might be the best backup quarterback in the league. Maybe he gets exposed if you put him out there for 18 games.
You might want to check Jack Sawinski's numbers of late, because I think you might want to find a new comp.
What are you doing Triple A this year?
You know what's funny about Mark?
Swung and missed a lot.
Mark claims that he hasn't cared about the Pirates or watched
the
Pirates.
He's talking about Jack
Sawinski. Still somehow know a lot about them.
I got to be prepared for the pomp show, right?
Prepared for the pomp show?
The pomp show when...
Yeah, Sunday it was Richie again telling Mark the difference in zip between Aaron Rodgers and Mason Rudolph.
Oh, I bet you love a good talk about zip.
Apparent the zip differences between the two.
It's better than being on with Donnie and talking about sausage.
Wait, what? What happened there? Did I miss something?
I don't know if Charlie did his job that night, Mark.
What happened?
Mark came over while I was at Sharky's and just told me
hello.
I got the pizza. I like the one with big sausage.
Oh, I'm a sausage guy.
Is that it?
Yes.
So whose line is worse, Mark expressing his affection for pizza toppings or Pony talking about sporting goods stores?
Mm. I think Pony might have him beat.
I think Pony does have him beat here. He's definitely got the inside track on this one.
How about when the Riverhounds had that goalie named Dick and Pomp said he needed every inch?
That was with me on the sports call. He said he extends to make that one. He needed every inch to make that save.
I like the big dicks. Have you guys been to one?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Steelers correspondent for the Pat McAfee Show, Mark Cabali in studio with us at 4:15. Time to start your weekend off right with Archie's Famous Wings. Marcus had Steelers watch parties over at Archie's. You think you'll get one of those going again for the preseason?
Let's hope this year. Maybe Jacksonville. I'm not going to the Jacksonville game. So,
well, you're going to be busy tonight with the Friday Night Lights.
Oh, yeah. What did I call that again? Amateur hour, yep. Made for TV event. There's no availability to the media other than 2 minutes of Tomlin afterwards. So, you know,
so you're gonna
maybe I'll get lost going up there.
Nah. What percentage of a Tomlin 2 minute media availability, not knowing obviously which players might be referenced based on how the practice goes, do you feel like you could pre-fill in like a Mad Libs? Like, do you think you could get rough close enough to basically do 40 or 50% of that before he ever speaks?
It's tough. Well,
obviously,
depends
we love
on
being
what?
Under the lights here in front of all you guys.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
It gets the crowd amped up. You know.
Especially after that. They're
that's
trying to get
I mean.
On the school buses and out. But after practice, that's one of a few times you can actually get players now.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people just blow off Tomlin, and he sneaks in the back and does his 2 minutes. However, give him credit when – it rained out that one day. He knew or understood that we were all scrambling for stuff. So he came down to the media room and talked for about 7 or 8 minutes and gave pretty good, decent answers at that point.
They've had 7 practices. Only one has been in pads. The consensus from the last practice was that Rodgers had his best one.
Yeah, he had a good one.
On Thursday. Do you agree with that, his best so
yeah,
far?
I think it coincided with Metcalf having one of his better ones as well.
What made it stand out?
Oh, what, Rodgers?
Yeah.
Rodgers, the accuracy was there. Not better yet is, I mean, he was getting a lot better protection as well, too, that allowed him to make throws. But I think it's just a process of getting to that point right now. They were just building up to this. Plus, they had a really terrible practice offensively the day before, and they pretty much put him on notice. Hey, we need to up this a little bit. And Rodgers have said this before is, you know, a bad practice is not a bad thing for this team. It gets them more focused, more hungry, and that came out. But as for Rodgers, I think his accuracy is better. Some of his deep balls were better. So he just looked good, and he's targeting the right people too. I mean, as long as he's going to target DK Metcalf, you can throw him up there with the Randall Cobbs and then Alan Lazard's of the worlds of the guys that you could tell that he's going to trust.
That is actually
the Jordy
one thing.
Nelsons.
I'm happy you brought Lazard up. That is one thing that makes me feel a little bit better about the Rodgers situation is that all of his cronies didn't
his
show up
His
caddy
didn't
here.
Come with him?
Yeah.
I don't think he cares, man. I think when he was in New York, he felt that he had to rebuild the team, rebuild the organization. He needed to be a de facto head coach, GM, quarterback, leader,
so he's,
all right.
He's
right now, he's just playing ball.
He's just genuinely, so far, giving the Steelers deference as a franchise, is
yes.
what you're saying.
Yes. I'm sure. I don't think he's very interested in that. He just wants to go out, as I read it, and I've had some conversations with him, that he just wants to go out if having fun. He loves the environment. He loves going to, spend time with all the guys up there. And he just wants to play football. I don't think he wants to deal with all this other stuff. And I think that's why he seems like he's strolling down the old boulevard at St. Vincent College with a bag of popcorn on his hand like Tom Cruise.
Sauntering like we say you do around the building. You like to saunter.
No, that's called my ankle hurts and I can't walk.
But, okay.
Only thing missing when Rodgers walks from like one place to another on campus is it looks like you should have a bag of popcorn and just start popping some popcorn, and that's how relaxed he seems.
How does Broderick Jones?
He hasn't been on the field.
I know, but like, is this like something that's going to get worse? One of those early camp injuries that we need to pay attention to? Like,
man,
what the hell's
going on?
Did you
hear Bostic? You know how much you love Pat, Mark. Did you hear him absolutely eviscerate Jones again this week?
No,
his prediction was he will be benched before the season is over. He's not going to make it through 17 games.
I don't know how he's going to be benched. He might not make it through 17 games. But even if he does struggle mightily, I don't know if the guys behind him are ready to be even better than him right now. I don't think they would have any interest in moving Fautanu midseason to left tackle. I don't think that's the
Have you gotten an explanation on why, from the team, I know he came up with his own cockamamie reason, why the hell did he lose so much weight?
I'm just guessing. I mean, he hasn't put it back on like he thought he was going to do during camp. And
every offensive lineman I've talked to who've played in the NFL said they lost weight while the season was going on. Yeah. Not gained it. And he said he lost it to gain it during the season.
He looks like he's smaller than Darnell Washington. But a lot of people are smaller than Darnell Washington.
Did he think he needed to get quicker?
I think that's the point.
Like, what's the deal?
I think you look at the offensive line, they don't have your 6'7", 340s anymore. They want a more fluid offensive line that can get to those reach blocks.
Mark, but that only works if your technique is good and all that other stuff, and you still got to have, like, the strength. I don't know. Like, he was supposed to be kind of an athletic specimen and everything else.
He is athletic, but now he's just small and athletic.
I mean, is he going to get – okay, let's just say for argument's sake very quickly – that the losing weight ploy works and he is athletic and he can move well in space. Is he going to be strong enough to move guys who don't want to be moved, who are bigger and stronger than him now?
Yeah, especially a guy who's
if you're saying a tight
good
end is bigger than him,
oh,
right?
Absolutely.
Like, then that seems like it's going to bode poorly for his ability to move NFL defenders.
Unless your option the whole time was to keep a Darnell Washington. You see what they're doing with tight ends. I mean, they're going four tight ends. They're moving unbalanced lines to that side. I would say if Fautanu is able to play well and not be overwhelmed, they can do a much better job on the left side of being able to protect a guy like Broderick Jones. That's not what you want from the 14th overall pick, but you know you can see a lot more Darnell Washington chips there.
Rodgers threw a touchdown pass to Metcalf over the middle of the field on a crosser in practice yesterday, and people got excited because Aaron Rodgers threw the ball to the middle of the field. Do you actually think that will happen, or is this just
I think they love the option of DK Metcalf catch and run across the middle. I couldn't tell you how many cross the middle the crossers I've seen to Metcalf right now, where he catches the ball right at the hash and turns it up one way or the other. So it's not going to be your typical tight end run 7 yards and turn around and, you know, a dig route type of thing. I think that's how you're going to be able to throw the ball. Guys on the move across the middle a lot. And then DK Metcalf, once he caught that ball and turned it upfield, it was like 50-some-odd yards. Nobody was catching him. So I think that's where one of his strengths are. He's not going to – I don't think DK Metcalf is going to get you that George Pickens 50 yards down the field catch. I think he's going to do the running catch type of thing, which is just as effective, I think.
Didn't Roman Wilson have a catch the way you're talking
yesterday,
about, where he went up and he made a great play?
Yeah, he went up over Joey Porter Jr. and made a play. Might be the only play I've seen. Now, Roman's made a play or two, but nothing that stood out other than that one. It showed you for a brief minute that this guy got the talent, but it was just an fleeting moment right there where
who else has shown out more regularly than that?
You mean receivers wise?
No, just I would say
Rock Taylor.
I'm gonna ask you for that Kabbali wisdom and just give me one player broadly speaking who has
Kabbali
shown
loves
out,
Roman Wilson.
Yeah. Who Kabbali's has shown a Roman out in Wilson a way lover that you maybe didn't expect. I don't know, somebody a pleasant surprise so far. Somebody who's just on the Kabbali radar.
I can't say pleasant surprise. I can't say Jalen Ramsey because if we all knew.
Well,
he
no.
Was
tell me.
Great.
I mean, you can give me a nugget there that maybe whatever.
Well, first of all, I think he was just doing a filling out process early in the first week of camp. Now I think he's turning into the Jalen Ramsey chirping, you know, getting under people's skins type of situation as well. So I think that guy is going to be very good. But you know who's one guy that is a different guy to me, and I wasn't really anticipating it, was Peyton Wilson. I mean, he wants to be the three-down linebacker. He's stronger and bigger, but the way he just approaches things. Last year, he wouldn't say boo. You know, he wouldn't say anything. He's out there trash talking. He's out there calling out plays. He's just taking it to a different level in training camp so far. Let's see if he can.
I heard Thornhill's a nice guy that likes the trash talk.
Oh, he likes. Oh,
it sounds like Jonnu Smith dog walked.
Well, Jonnu Smith threw the ball right at his face. I mean,
didn't Thornhill say I ain't no puppy or something like that?
Thornhill, but you know who else is?
What happened there, though?
Yeah, what happened? Seriously, didn't he say, like, I'm not a puppy, I'm not a puppy? That's what I think Batko was saying. Yeah, you could hear him saying to him.
They were screaming. I can't remember what they really were saying at that point. I didn't hear what they were saying at that point. But, yeah, I mean, he made the catch, and he turned around and threw the ball. First of all, it was a 15-yard penalty. And it almost sounded like how Tomlin was talking words afterward. He misunderstood the question of what happened there, and it almost sounded like somebody was going to get fined for that or something. I don't know if you read into it. I don't know, because that's a 15-yard penalty on a big play by Jonnu Smith. You can't do that. But on the return of that play where Tomlin set it up, he knew it was going to happen. It was like four plays later, said, you two go again. What do you think's going to happen? Thornhill knocks it down, or it's a bad throw, and Jonnu just doesn't even pay attention to him. Thornhill was just shoving the ball. Finally, he shoved it right in his chest, and that's where the second fight
Who would
came
probably
from.
Lead the team in the last couple of years in training camp fines for things done on the field like that? Who would be the Bill Romanowski of this team's camps? Maybe not as dirty, just incurring hypothetical fines from Tomlin.
Probably Pickens.
Yeah, it seems like probably an easy answer in retrospect.
You know, another one you have to keep an eye on is Chuck Clark.
You like him?
He's not bad. I think there's going to be the battle there between him and Thornhill. Both are, I guess, strong safeties, but they'll play any safety position. He's a little bit better.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Better than I was.
Like. The fans doing a really nice thing. They're partnering to support Pittsburgh Public Schools for the school year, providing stuffed backpacks for the Pittsburgh PPS Backpack Drive. It's presented by Target Freight Management. You can support by purchasing backpacks or dropping one off at a location near you, including Piata Italian Street Food in Robinson and the Northway Mall. For details, go to 937thefan.com to drop off your donation. Brought to you by GBU Life, Life Insurance, Annuities, and Member Benefits since 1892. Pat McAfee, Steelers correspondent, Mark Cabali in studio with us. The fans love Will Howard. Has he looked like he's a future starting quarterback in practice? Or
I can't say that right now.
Does he look good?
He looks better than what a sixth round third string slash fourth string quarterback should look like right now.
In what ways? Just like the command he has of what he's trying to do?
He throws some nice balls.
He feels like an eye test guy, frankly. 6'4", 235, okay. He doesn't look like an eye test sixth rounder guy.
No, he doesn't.
Do you think they like him more than that? Do you think that they internally think they got a steal?
Yeah.
I think they got a steal for where they drafted him at. I don't think they got the next Tom Brady.
Do you think they feel like they got their next long-term backup for the quarterback they eventually do draft in him?
Oh, they would say let's wait and see, but sure, I think internally they probably do.
Like, this guy might be here for 10 years as somebody else's backup.
And the thing is there's a lot of pressure on this guy because he can hear what the fans are saying. He knows what's going on. He's probably going to have a good preseason game against Jacksonville.
Sure.
They're probably going to be like saying, why isn't Will Howard out there? It's okay if the guy sits and waits for a year. It's okay if the guy's a lifetime backup.
Here's why I think about the backup thing with him, because you have to have we've talked to guys who were backup. We've had him on as guests. You have to have a special mentality to take that role. And every time he talks, the one thing I would never argue, he comes off unbelievably polished and like a likable teammate, like a good dude. And so if you draft a guy with that personality and those kinds of media skills who's never going to ruffle feathers, who's going to always be there trying to help if that's his role, then I could understand being pretty enthusiastic internally about him.
Yeah, and plus if you're learning and you're saying I'm the Mason Rudolph apologist, but we'll go down this road one more time. If you're learning about how a guy carries himself in a backup role, just talk to Mason Rudolph. I mean, he knows what's going on right now, and he's told me, hey, I know I'm not the starter here, but if they call on me, I have to be ready, and I have to be ready to win. And that's just a different mentality. You don't get that by just, sitting there and playing for Ohio State or whatever you're doing there. You have to have that mentality. I think if he learns that from Mason this year, that would be very, very good.
Do you think Will Howard has a shot, though? Like, do you actually think that there's something in there that you're curious to see, Mark?
Yeah, I'm definitely curious to see. I think we'll see it in the preseason. I think we'll see some.
We saw Kyle Allen last night. We used to get calls that Kyle Allen should play. He looked horrible.
Kyle Allen
stunk.
Didn't look bad in practice last year.
What's Will Howard's like pro attribute that if he was going to carve out a surprising career and become a starter someday, right?
Yeah.
Like, what's the thing he does? Super processor before the ball is snapped or
he's
whatever.
He's a good athlete.
Yeah, like, what's the trait he has that would give him a chance? Because everybody's got to have a trait.
I think he's very smart. I mean, I don't know how the arm really would line up here, but you don't need to have a Malik Willis arm, where he can go off
balance. You don't want to have a Malik Willis arm arm is more like a scatter gun.
You remember in Combine when he did went through 80 yards.
Zach Wilson arm, yes. He threw the ball 75 yards down the
middle. You don't really need that type of arm, so I don't think he has that type of arm, but I think he does do a lot of the processing. He studies his rear end off. He's played at a high level. He's won everywhere. And what I really noticed about him yesterday is take a note of this. Mm-mm. The guy might have the biggest calves I've ever seen in a human being.
Pat Narduzzi is still the guy for me.
Yes, they are. They are huge. I'm like,
him and Pat having a calf off.
I was looking at him like, this is a quarterback? Look at the size of these calves. Ain't Bill Phillips calves, but
I didn't know Bill Phillips had a pair of calves.
Oh, Bill Phillips had calves.
The old Channel 11 anchor.
Oh, they were like the size of like Hulk Hogan's arms, 24-inch pythons.
What?
Watch me do some toe raises, brother.
Well, he was a Division I baseball player, so he was an athlete.
Apparently, Bill Phillips holds some kind of a
that dude BP
kicking camp in Steubenville. He
the burb of the Berg.
I think he runs a kicking camp with his kid. I could see Bill Phillips being a toe baller, right?
Well, like Lou Groza.
Straight on kicker?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too, actually.
Who was the last great straight on kicker in the NFL before everyone went
Mark
soccer
Moseley.
Style?
Mark Moseley won the MVP, didn't he?
Strike shortened year, yep. He's a good trivia question answer.
I don't think I'll ever happen again.
Art Rooney, too, called Ben Roethlisberger a top 10 quarterback.
Oh, here we go.
We went through our top 10, and I said, I love Ben. I respect Ben. He's a two-time champ. I can't put him in my top 10. Malsey said he couldn't put him in his top 30.
Whoa.
There's a shock.
Well, first of all, he's lying through his teeth, and you just believed it whole cloth.
Wow, that's something that I would you would say.
Mark. I am a lot of things. At times, I do a little bit of provocateur. I want to get people fired up. I would have no credibility if I said a two-time Super Bowl winner who authored some of the biggest plays in league history.
Since when do you care about credibility?
Yeah, it's true.
You know, I didn't even see this. Where did he say this at?
He slots into me in the 15 or so.
Our at the Hall of Honor induction said Ben's a top 10 quarterback of all time.
I was up as...
So I said to Donnie... Let's throw out the guys that played before the Super
Otto
Bowls.
Otto Graham.
Like Unitas, Graham.
Norm
and
Van Brocklin.
Guys, and just go with modern era quarterbacks.
Super Bowl era.
Yeah. And I said, top five, you can't argue for Ben. Brady, Manning.
Rodgers.
I said Brady, Manning, Mahomes.
Oh, yeah.
Montana. Yeah.
Did you say Bradshaw or
And I said Marino. I said he's not going to top any of those five guys.
Would you agree with that?
We're just talking about
Brady,
ability?
Manning, Brady, no, accomplishment, ability, everything.
No, their careers,
it's their careers.
Well,
Brady, Manning, Mahomes, Montana, and Marino.
You're already trying to quibble
He's trying to get Marino out of there.
No, yeah, because, I mean, depends. Marino's one of the all-time great
throwers,
but he never won
anything. Would you rather
have
Dan Marino or Ben Roethlisberger in one game?
That's not a great way of doing it.
No, it isn't. But still,
I think Marino's career is still better than Ben's.
I'd probably still say Marino.
How about,
So then the next five was
Breeze.
Breeze, Rodgers, Favre,
Elway,
Bradshaw, and Elway.
People might not want to hear this.
I know where you're going.
But I'd probably put Ben above Bradshaw.
Oh, I thought you were going with the other easy, quote unquote, easy one.
Who is that?
I thought you were going to say the usual Breeze argument that I think Ben himself believes, which is that
Breeze threw for like 8,000
yards.
Thank
you. Okay, and he was the most accurate passer in league history.
Yes, he had 7 years where he led the league in passing. Yeah. How about Favre versus Ben?
Favre is very – I think those two have very similar paths of quarterback. Except
one of them has back-to-back-to-back MVP awards. You're poo-pooing MVP awards
awards. Yeah.
What are you doing, Mark?
Does Brett Favre have those MVPs if he's playing the same time as when, you know, Brady was at his finest, when Manning was at his finest? I mean, that's just circumstances right there.
Yeah, but Favre was throwing for more touchdown passes at Lambeau Field in the mid-90s, putting up touchdown passing
really
numbers.
How many picks does he have?
There were years where he threw a lot, sure, but not every year. I mean, he wasn't throwing 30 interceptions the year he was winning the MVPs.
Brett Favre goes 38, 39, 35 touchdowns in consecutive years, all three MVP
95,
years.
96, 97, right?
He leads the NFL in pass yards the next year. The Packers are basically a stud team every single one of those years. Mm-hmm. He's got the most interceptions in league history. He also played how many consecutive games?
The most until Eli Manning broke that record. Wait, how many interceptions did he throw in the MVP seasons each 13, year?
13, 13, and 16.
Yeah, 35 touchdowns right now is, above average?
How many times do you think Ben did that in his career, Mark?
Wow, that's a different type of
above
situation.
35 touchdowns for
Why is that a different situation?
Because, first of all, Ben had...
He was the
four different coordinators.
It was his offense, though, from probably what, Pony? About 2010 onward?
Wait a minute. You think Favre had the same coordinator the entire time he was there?
He had mostly the same coach the entire time there as well. So
he had Holmgren, then he had Sherman.
I don't know, man.
Then he had McCarthy.
I mean, I'm saying Favre.
Favre threw more touchdowns in his least productive MVP year than Ben threw in any year of his career. Ben never topped 34.
Yeah. Can you name any running backs on those old Packers teams?
Dorsey Levens. Edgar Bennett.
You're looking it up right now.
I'm not.
Ben's first, five years?
I mean,
he wasn't much of a thrower.
Well, either was Bradshaw, and you just put Ben ahead of him.
Yeah, I just think overall it's a hard.
Do you count big games? Because Ben has an all-time drive that probably locked him into an easy Hall of Fame bid with no stress. Bradshaw won twice as many of those, and in what, three of the four games played at an unbelievable level.
But Bradshaw would throw for like 14 attempts in those first two Super Bowls, right? He was an afterthought. That's not why they won those. When I look at Bradshaw, I know he's an all-time great quarterback and all, but when you think of the 70s Steelers, you don't think, oh, Bradshaw.
You
think of defense.
Well, yeah, you shouldn't 78 and 79 think of him, though, because the rules changed.
Absolutely.
Right, so he won two Super Bowls playing that way.
I don't know. So
he's probably right around the 10-ish.
You're also poo-pooing Bradshaw in the second Super Bowl win. He only went 9 of 19, but it was for 209 yards and two touchdowns.
And he called his own plays.
Well, why'd you say it like that?
Yeah, of course.
Because I was going to.
It's so funny that you say that, though.
I was going to say that.
Because Ben called his own plays, and you probably would have been like, yeah, good for Ben. He called his own plays.
Last year, he called his own plays. It was the only time they won. Only time they did well. I would probably put Ben. He would be really peeking into that top 10. I mean, it's hard.
You can't put him above
LA. I mean, the 70s quarterbacks are a lot different.
Is he a better quarterback than Dan Fouts?
Yes.
And
I
by
think
how
so.
Much?
Yeah, why isn't Fouts
but by
in
how
here?
Much?
But Fouts
by how
never
much?
Won anything, Mark.
Neither did Marino, but people talk
yeah.
about
Marino,
him in godlike
because
terms.
Because Marino has better numbers than Fouts.
Fouts played in an era that ushered in Marino doing what he did. Fouts threw.
There's
in
Jim
79,
Kelly.
In 79, 80, 81, Fouts didn't. He threw for 4,000 plus every time, 4,700 plus two
I,
of those
I hate
times.
Arguments like this, but I'm going to make it anyways. No person who watched Fouts and Marino play would argue Fouts is better than Marino.
It's because Fouts didn't pass the eye test.
Jim Kelly, man, the K-gun, he put up some monster numbers.
He doesn't have the championships that Lemieux has, but Marino's the Lemieux of quarterbacks. Just like nothing Sid can do can pass Lemieux, Marino just passes the eye test in such an unbelievable way that like it doesn't matter that he didn't win a Super Bowl.
Does it matter that he did choke in some pretty big playoff games?
Not really. Not enough to get him out of the top 10. I don't think.
I mean, the 85 season, he gets throttled by New England.
I know
at
that.
Home.
Yes, I was telling Starkey that before the show
That's
started.
Why I'm
you
bringing
heard me
it all
say
up.
It.
That's yes. why I'm bringing all this stuff up,
so,
man.
So, Malzy, if you do rank him, where did you have Ben? 20?
He's in like the 50.
I'm curious where
you
end, where you end up lining in
at. I put him in about 15.
15.
Oh, yeah, what a slight against Ben. I named him about the 15th best quarterback ever to play
Donnie,
the game.
Donnie, why don't you put your two cents in here on this conversation, please?
Fetch me my couch. Look at this big hater, Malzy.
Let Mark know where you come down on this Roethlisberger-Art Rooney debate.
I think Ben's like around top 12. So, I mean, it's not like what Rooney said was...
Is Steve Young better than
completely
Ben?
Completely off base.
Steve Young had a couple really fabulous
years. Steve Young's problem is that his career didn't start until 30.
Sure.
So I can't give Steve Young credit and say, well, if he had gotten the opportunity in his 20s, he would have put up good numbers. The fact is he didn't. So I have to put Ben ahead of him because Ben actually was good in his 20s and won two Super Bowls.
At their best, you would agree Steve Young was better than Ben, though. Like their apex of their abilities.
I would.
Okay.
But he didn't do it long enough.
No, that's fine. I'm asking two very separate questions here.
I think we're bearing the lead here. What did you want Art Rooney to say? Ah, he's top 30.
No, I didn't. I don't. I know that he's. I don't have any real issue with him saying it. I just thought it was a good conversation starter.
Yeah. 10, 11.
I'm actually
12.
Doing like the thought exercise right now of trying to write down Super Bowl era guys. Where's Bart Starr on this list, boys?
Probably where Troy Aikman is, where you have to give a guy some respect because he won championships, but that's pretty much where it starts.
Troy
and
Aikman got three rings.
Yeah.
Shouldn't he be up there?
No. Not with Ben. Why, you think he should, Mark?
I have a question about this. If Lamar Jackson...
What kind of face is that?
I don't know, man. People say Emmitt Smith was an average running back because of that offensive line.
I like saying
line.
This
is that
to
true?
Pony.
I don't agree with that.
Who was a better quarterback, Donovan McNabb or Troy Aikman?
I would say Aikman, but I think it's close.
God, didn't McNabb piss Aikman off something fierce when he basically said, I'm better than him? He just had a better team around him?
Probably. Wow. But McNabb also puked in a Super Bowl. Mark, do you ever puke in a
Quite
sporting
literally.
Event?
Yeah, I probably puked. Before first at bats of something, yeah.
You
know, get a little
kick?
Nervous and you just yak.
Yeah.
You know who...
I've done that too.
You know
I
the great...
Cast
you know who stopped Brett Favre's consecutive game?
Arthur Motes.
The great Arthur Motes.
Don't cross him.
Yeah.
All right, Mark. Thanks for stopping by. You heading out to La Trobe?
Yeah, I'll be there. I'll be there right next to Richie Walsh and...
Dude.
What do you like about this fans? These fans crazy. Dude.
All right.
Big thanks from Rich.
Thanks, Mark.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but... Scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.